This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Myanmar's new military authorities appear to have cut most access to the internet as they face a rising tide of protest over their coup that toppled Aung San Suu Kyi's elected government. A London-based service that tracks internet disruption says a near total internet shutdown went into effect in Myanmar. The blackout, a stark reminder of the progress Myanmar is in danger of losing after Monday's coup plunged the nation back under direct military rule. Under a nearly decade-long move toward greater openness and democracy, one of the largest protests so far, about 1,000 people marched down a main street in the country's biggest city and were met by more than 100 riot police. In the U.S., the Biden administration is ending agreements with three Central American nations that were part of an effort to restrict asylum under President Donald Trump. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says that the new administration has notified the governments of El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras that the U.S. is formally withdrawing from the bilateral agreements. Those agreements required some people seeking asylum in the southwestern U.S. border to go to one of the countries and pursue asylum claims there. Instead, the Biden administration says it wants to work with countries in the region to address the issues that caused people to flee their countries in the first place. With coronavirus cases still climbing, Honduras got tired of waiting to get vaccines through a United Nations program, so the small Central American country struck out on its own, securing the shots through a private deal. Other nations like Honduras are getting impatient, and experts are increasingly concerned that this go-it-alone of efforts could undermine a UN-backed program. This is VOA News. Sinovac Biotech said on Saturday that its units of COVID-19 vaccine have been formally approved for use by the general public by China's medical products regulator. It marks the second COVID-19 vaccine green-lit for public use in China, after a shot developed by a Beijing Institute affiliated to state-owned China National Pharmaceutical Group was approved in December. Indonesia, Turkey, Brazil, Chile, Colombia, Uruguay, and Laos have granted emergency authorization for the CoronaVac vaccine developed by Sinovac Life Sciences. More than 1,000 people continued their protest against Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Saturday, gathering near his official residence in Jerusalem to demand his resignation. At the demonstrations, some carried giant inflatable submarines. This alluded to a $2 billion purchase of German subs in which critics alleged Netanyahu was implicated. Others held a large green inflatable virus and signs reading Crime Minister. The protesters have been demonstrating each week for more than 7 months, saying that Netanyahu should step down because of his corruption trial and what they say is his mismanagement of the country's coronavirus crisis. The Kansas City Chiefs arrived in Tampa, Florida Saturday ahead of Super Bowl 55 against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The contest will pit six-time champion Tom Brady of the Buccaneers against the Chiefs' Patrick Mahomes, who is considered one of the best quarterbacks of his generation. The National Football League has limited attendance to 22,000 fans inside Raymond James Stadium. This includes 7,500 vaccinated healthcare workers who have been invited as a show of appreciation for their work during the coronavirus pandemic. Recapping our top story, Myanmar's new military authorities now appear to have cut access to the internet as they face a rising tide of protests over their coup that toppled Aung San Suu Kyi's elected government. And many governments around the world are still talking about this and calling it a coup. The London-based service that tracks internet disruption says that a near-total internet shutdown went into effect in Myanmar, and it is a stark reminder, they say, of the progress Myanmar is in danger of losing after Monday's coup. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.